You're listening to live courtroom coverage of the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today. Now, back to the courtroom.
No more questions, Your Honor.
All right, redirect.
Thank you.
Did you reach out to the police, or did the police reach out to you after you learned Charles was
dead? I reached out to the police. I was surprised, given that if they'd seen his phone, they would see the text communication that we had had and that we had been at dinner that night before he died.
In terms of speaking with Charles's family, Kay Woodcock, did you know her before this?
No.
Had you heard her name through speaking with Charles?
Yes, from Charles. I knew that he had changed his life insurance to his sister Kay, and he talked quite a bit about Kay and his love for her and the relationship with JJ and how they had adopted JJ.
So you understood the closeness he had with his sister?
Absolutely.
And you said you reached out to pay your condolences.
I did.
When you learned that Charles was dead, were you shocked?
I was watching the TV, and it was talking about a case, and his picture came on the screen, and shocked is an understatement, yes.
In terms of talking with Kay, have you ever tried to talk to other people to learn about or verify if the stuff that Charles told you was accurate?
No.
Is what you are telling us just what he told you?
What I'm telling you is part of what he told me. There's a lot more.
And did you tell the police all of what he told you? That you could remember at that time, I should say.
I thought I would probably be interviewed again, and it was more an ask-answer format. I remember being surprised that I wasn't interviewed again.
Okay. Because Charles had shared so much with you.
Correct.
In terms of the defendant's brother, Adam, did you ever talk with him about the case?
No.
Through media, did you recognize him?
I recognized him because I'd seen him on reports. And I knew that he was going to be testifying in this hearing.
When did you see him? When was this interaction?
Like
with pickleball?
A week and a half ago.
So a week and a half ago, when you see him at a pickleball tournament with your grandkid, you say hi to him?
Basically.
You don't talk at all about the case?
We might have talked about that we were testifying. I don't know. No details for sure.
Okay.
Just a general, and then he saw who my grandson was, and the end.
So nothing about, hey, I'm going to say this, or Charles told me this?
Absolutely not.
When you and I met, did we go through your testimony? Or what you, let me get this straight. Did we go through what you told the police?
Yeah.
Did I indicate to you to just tell the truth?
You told me to tell the truth.
Whatever that was.
Whatever that was.
You were asked about the fact that you knew Charles for basically a week, right?
Correct.
Did he make an impression on you?
Charles was a large personality. It would be hard not to be impressed by his wit and just gregarious, big personality with his southern accent.
You were asked a lot on cross about you dating a married man.
Correct.
What was your impression of where this relationship was between Charles and Lori Vallow when you and Charles started talking?
Well, I knew that they had separated and that they had reconciled, and I knew he had filed, and then he had recanted that. But he also had met with an attorney to begin the process again and was very emphatic that he was done with all the craziness.
And was that last time something that you understood to be very recent?
Prior to us meeting?
Yeah.
Yes.
When he's talking to you, he's telling you about, you said, sort of the whole year of 2019, correct? But this last understanding that you had of him now going back to a divorce lawyer, was that something you understood to be very recent in time to that July 10th when you're meeting?
Correct.
Okay. And did you understand him to have even met with an attorney?
I believe he told me that, yes.
So that was where you were at?
Yes.
And that's what you understood Charles to be at?
Yes, and I will say, after having dinner with him, I did tell him that no one would want to be serious with him until he was further along in accomplishing that divorce that he was in the process of, including myself.
So even though you knew he was just barely starting now, did you still want to meet with him again?
Yeah, I wouldn't have entertained a serious relationship, but he was fun, and yeah, I would have met with him again.
All right. I have no other questions, Your Honor.
Are there any questions for this witness from the jury? I see at least one question coming down. I think we have our
the jury asked questions?
Yep. Ever expressed to you verbally any indications of stress?
Definitely. He was very worried that...
I think we'll just keep it with a yes-no answer for this question. Does the defense have follow-up based on that juror question? Does the defendant have follow-up based on that juror question?
Oh, no, Your Honor.
All right. State.
No.
All right. You can step down. Thank you.
Thank you.
State can call its next witness. All right. Members of the jury, we're going to take a little bit of an earlier recess than our normal afternoon recess at this time. Please remember to have permission.
All right, the jury.
All right, please be seated. We're back on the record. The jury is present. The state can call its next witness.
Thank you. I'm going to go get her.
All right, ma'am, you're going to come right up here in front of me and be sworn in.
Can you sign your name for the record? Thank you. Please raise your right hand. Tell me for the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
All right, you're going to have a seat just over here to my left.
Would you please introduce yourself to the jury?
Christina Atwood.
How old are you, Christina?
I'm 52.
And if you can get just a little closer, you're very soft to the...
52.
Thank you. And nobody wants to say that loud. Do you live here in Arizona?
Yes.
Did you live here in Arizona in 2019?
I did.
Are you from here?
Not originally.
How long have you been in Arizona?
2009.
Okay. I want to start by asking you a little bit about some personal part of your life. Are you a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints?
Yes.
Were you raised in that religion?
I was.
As a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, did you ever meet Lori Vallow?
I did.
Do you recall sort of where you first met her? Let's start with that.
At church.
And do you recall approximately when you first met her?
We moved into that area in 2010, and I'm not sure if their family was there at that time or not, but...
Sometime after that?
Yes.
And did you know her husband, Charles Vallow?
Yes.
Was that also through church?
Yes.
Did you initially, well, let me start. Did you know they were married?
Yes.
Did you have more contact with one over the other?
More with Lori than with Charles.
And why was that?
My sons and husband had had interaction with Lori through the primary program, and I didn't have much interaction with her before they moved to Hawaii. But when her and Charles had moved to Hawaii, we went on a trip and we stopped to visit, and Charles was not at home, and so we interacted with Lori on that trip.
Okay. Do you see Lori Vallow at that time in the courtroom today?
I'm sorry, what was that?
See Lori Vallow in the courtroom today.
Yes.
And can you point her out and identify what she's wearing?
Purple top and a suit coat, dark suit coat.
Your Honor, may the record reflect the witnesses identified the defendant.
It shall.
Okay, so you told us that you met Lori and Charles through the church. Do you know how long you went to church with them before they moved to Hawaii?
I don't recall what year they moved, but I know that we moved to the area in 2010, and we went and visited in 2015.
Okay. And that's you visited them in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Other than that, well, let me ask you, when you visited Lori in Hawaii, were her kids there with her? But you said they lived there, right?
Yes.
Okay. So did you know at that time how many children were living with Lori and Charles?
Two.
And who were they?
JJ and Tylee. I don't know if Tylee was there that weekend. She may have been gone. It might have just been JJ.
But you were familiar with them having those two children?
Yes.
Residing with them.
And I also had known her son previous, before they moved to Hawaii, was in our ward as well. But he wasn't living in Hawaii, I don't believe.
Do you know if that was Colby?
Yes.
Was he a son from a prior marriage?
Yes.
Did you know any of Charles's children from a prior marriage?
No.
When you went to Hawaii and saw Lori and JJ, how long did you spend a day or weeks? How long were you visiting them?
We visited on a Sunday afternoon for an hour or two, and then sometime in that week we got together for a couple of hours on the ocean, just paddleboarding, okay. And that was it.
Had you had social interactions with Lori and Charles prior to going to Hawaii?
Not anything of other than waving or saying hello or something, no.
So mostly it would have been prior to that tied to any church activities, right, or things like that?
Correct.
Did you at some point learn that Lori and Charles had moved back to Arizona?
Yes.
How did you learn that?
I'm not positive if it was that I ran into them in the temple, because I recall one time seeing them both at the temple.
Okay. And do you recall if that was around 2018?
Like, yes.
When you said you ran into them, you're saying both Charles and Lori you saw at the temple.
Yes.
And so you learned they're back in Arizona at this point. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you ever have Lori ask you to go with her to Hawaii?
Yes, she did invite me.
Do you recall when that was?
I believe it was the fall or late summer of 2018, but I'm not positive.
Do you recall ever telling, do you remember being interviewed by the police?
Yes.
And were you interviewed by a couple different detectives?
Yes.
In April of 2021, do you remember speaking with a detective, Ron Ball?
Yes.
And do you remember telling him that sort of the beginning of the year of 2019 is when Lori asked you if you wanted to go to Hawaii?
Could have been, yep.
Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Did she tell you why she wanted to go to Hawaii?
No, I don't recall.
Let me ask you this. When you spoke with the police back in 2020, was your memory better at that point about all of what
For
was
sure.
going on? Now that it's 2025, has your memory faded as to some of the details?
Yes.
Would listening to a portion of your interview about that help potentially refresh your recollection?
Yes.
And, Your Honor, if I can have my paralegal go up with Exhibit 282.
Go ahead.
If you can just listen to this portion and see if that refreshes your recollection as to why Lori was asking you to go to Hawaii and when.
Thank you.
Was that you talking to the detective about this sort of time period in January where Lori's asking you to go to Hawaii and there's a lot of things going on there?
Yes, I recall that. I actually remembered the invitation being prior to that, and what I was referring to there was something else.
Okay. So there was a prior time you had gone to Hawaii to see Lori and a prior invite, correct?
No, I'd just gone in 2015 with my family.
Okay.
That's the only time.
That you went there?
That I went there, yes.
Okay. So having listened to that recording, did it refresh your recollection about Lori inviting you to Hawaii in sort of the January of 2019 period?
Yes, but I didn't say there that I was invited to go, and I thought that that was previous to that time, but at some point in either the fall or the spring there, I thought it was the fall, winter, she invited me to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
And I wasn't able to go.
When, well, let me ask you. So in January of 2019, did Lori reach out to you about some things that were going on in her life?
Yes.
Did she talk to you about her marriage?
She shared that she was upset with Charles.
And did she indicate whether or not she was still living with him?
She had indicated that she was not with him at the time.
Did she indicate that she had gone to Hawaii?
Yes.
And did she indicate that she was not telling anyone that she was there?
She indicated that she was keeping it, that there wasn't very many people she was sharing it with, yes.
Okay. Did she indicate that Charles was back in Texas?
Yes.
Did she indicate that Charles had JJ with him in Texas?
Yes.
Did she indicate that her daughter, Tylee, was staying with her brother, Alex?
Yes.
Did she indicate that Charles had tried to take her temple recommend away, and this was one of the reasons she left?
Yes.
And was it her... did she tell you that she didn't want Charles to know where she was?
I don't recall.
So if you had said that to the police back in April of 2021, would your memory have been better?
For sure.
Do you contest that you told the police back then that she was trying to make sure that Charles didn't know where she was?
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Would you, if you had told the police back in April of 2021 that Lori told you she didn't want Charles to know where she was, would you have been truthful back then?
For sure,
that?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know how long she stayed in Hawaii?
I don't.
Did you ever become aware of her going to Idaho as well?
No. Not until December of 2019.
Do Do you know how long she stayed, how long she didn't let Charles know where she was?
I don't recall.
At some point, did you learn she was back in Arizona?
Yes.
And did she reach out to you to invite you to any groups?
Yes.
Do you recall approximately when the first time it was that you met her, with her in some group format in 2019?
I believe it was spring 2019, maybe February.
And do you recall, were there other people at that meeting?
Yes.
Do you recall who was there?
Yes.
Who was it?
Zulema, Melanie Gibb, Nicole Earle, and Serena Sharp.
Who organized that, or who invited you? Let me ask that. Did Lori invite you, or did one of these other women invite you?
I don't recall.
Do you recall whose house it was at?
It was at Zulema's.
Okay. And did you know at that time if Lori and Charles were still separated?
Could you say that again?
Did you know at this meeting if Lori and Charles were still separated, living in different homes?
Yes, I believe so.
Did you know who was caring for JJ at that time?
Yes, I believe she was at Alex's.
JJ?
Oh, sorry, JJ. I believe JJ was in Texas.
Still with Charles?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a yes?
Yes. Okay.
And then you said Tylee was still staying with her uncle Alex?
Yes.
Did you know where Lori was living at that time?
With Alex.
Had you met these other women prior to this meeting in February-ish of 2019?
The only other person that I knew was Nicole Earle.
Okay. So this was the first time you were meeting the person whose house it was at, Zulema?
Correct.
The first time that you were meeting Melanie Gibb?
Correct.
And the first time you said Serena, is that Serena Sharp?
Correct.
Was there anything that Lori said at this meeting in February-ish of 2019 that she said about Charles that stood out to you?
She was concerned about dark spirits plaguing him.
Did she in fact tell you that he was possessed by dark spirits?
I don't recall.
Did you recall talking to the police, again back in April of 2021, and advising them that this is the first time you're hearing that Charles is possessed?
If I said it then yes.
When you were meeting on this weekend, or this weekend, what do you remember about this group meeting? Was it a night, a weekend? How was that?
It was an evening. We may have met twice in the evening that weekend.
Did you know where Serena was from? Like, did she live locally?
She did not. She was visiting from out of state.
When you were meeting at these in February of 2019, Do you recall telling police that Lori was talking about Charles being dark or having a dark spirit?
Yes.
And you recall saying that he was possessed and she had a name for who he was possessed by?
Sorry, can you say that one more time?
Sure. Do you recall telling the police that he was possessed and she had a name for who he was possessed by?
I don't recall, but believe that I said it.
Would listening to your recording help refresh your recollection as to that?
Yes.
Your Honor, if we can have her listen to Exhibit 200.
Go ahead.
During that meeting, did you overhear Lori talking about Serena in a way that also disturbed you?
Yes.
What do you recall of that?
It was just very negative, and that she didn't believe that Serena was going to be good after all, something to that effect.
Okay. So prior to that meeting, Serena had been at the meeting at Zulema's house?
Yes, just the one.
And she had been on a Zoom meeting, maybe?
Yes.
Okay. And then this meeting in June, she was not. She was not. And at that point, Lori seemed to be talking negative of her?
Correct.
When you talked to Lori about these statements that you had heard Alex say and her say on the 9th, did you continue to meet up with Lori after that?
No.
Did Lori ever invite you to any more of these gatherings or prayers?
I was invited one time to go for lunch.
When was that?
I believe August.
So between June and August, you did not receive any other invitations?
No.
Did you at some point learn that Charles had been killed?
Yes.
How did you learn that?
I received a text message that he'd been killed.
And who did you think had killed Charles?
Originally, when I received the message, I believed it was a brother-in-law of his. And so it was some time before I realized that Alex had been involved.
Okay. So initially, you had said when you met with Lori, that you would go to the police. But when you learned Charles was killed, your understanding was it was someone else.
Correct.
So when you learned it was Alex, what was going through your head then?
I had somebody who had visited with Lori about it and had said that...
Back going into their hearsay, let me just ask you this. Had you spoken to someone who was passing along information to you of what they understood had happened?
Yes.
Okay. The shooting of Charles by Alex was about a month after you had heard him say he wanted to kill Charles, correct?
Yes.
Did you feel like after you confronted Lori that she distanced herself from you?
Yes.
Did that seem to be the same as what you heard and saw happening with Serena?
I don't know.
Okay. On the 9th, you had heard Lori talking negative about Serena, correct?
Yes.
And she hadn't been invited to that meeting.
She lived out of state, so it wasn't a surprise that she wasn't invited.
Had she flown in for a previous meeting, though?
Yes.
Okay. So.
Just the one, the initial one.
In terms of your interactions with Lori, did she ever tell you that she was joking about her husband being possessed?
No.
Did she ever tell you she was joking about him having this dark spirit inhabiting him?
No.
And did she ever, you told us that she told you there was a name for this spirit that you don't recall now, correct?
Yes.
Did she ever tell you she was joking about that?
No.
No other questions. Thank you.
All right. Cross?
No questions, Your Honor.
Are there any questions for this witness from the jury? Not seeing any. Ma'am, you can step down.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to recess for the evening. We'll resume tomorrow at 10:30 a.m. Again, I'll remind you of the admonition and advise you to avoid any sort of information about this case outside this courtroom.
All right, to the jury.
Anything else will be at recess for the day.
Yep. I apologize, Your Honor. I said I apologize for not having another person here.
All right. Thank you. We'll be at recess.
There's more live courtroom coverage coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a second from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.